In this country, more than 2 local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A U.S. official says Israel conducted a missile strike on Iran overnight. Iran says it shot down an incoming object and that there was no damage or injuries on the ground. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is defending a U.S. veto in the U.N. Security Council. It blocked a recommendation to upgrade the status of Palestinians at the U.N. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. believes a Palestinian state has to be negotiated, not imposed, by the U.N.
The U.S. was alone in vetoing a resolution that would have recommended that the, quote, state of Palestine become a full member of the United Nations. Secretary Blinken says this wasn't the right time to recognize a Palestinian state.
You can put something down on a piece of paper and wave it around. It has no effect. What does and can have an effect is actual diplomacy, working to achieve these agreements.
He says he's been working on a broad diplomatic plan to help Israel normalize relations with Saudi Arabia. As part of that, he says, there would need to be calm in Gaza and a clear pathway to a Palestinian state. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Jury selection continues in Donald Trump's criminal fraud trial in New York. A dozen jurors have been seated. Prosecutors and defense lawyers are now picking the rest of the alternate jurors. Trump spoke to reporters this morning before he went into the courtroom. He lambasted the trial judge's decision to impose a gag order on him.
The judge has to take off this gag order. It's very, very unfair that my constitutional rights have been taken away.
The judge widened the original gag order earlier this month. It bars Trump from attacking witnesses, prosecutors, jurors, and court staff. Trump had repeatedly disparaged the judge's daughter in his social media posts. Prosecutors are now asking the judge to hold Trump in contempt. They claim, despite what Trump says, he's violated the gag order several times. Workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, are on their final day of voting to decide if they'll join the United Auto Workers Union. A union victory could build on momentum for membership across the South. A loss could halt the UAW's momentum. Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports.
Making the case against the union, 6 Southern governors. They came together to send workers a warning that unionizing could cost the South jobs. The region's attracted hundreds of thousands of auto jobs, in large part because there are fewer unions here. The United Auto Workers pitch? Just look at our recent track record. Last fall, the union went on strike and won record contracts from the big 3 American car makers, Ford, Stellantis, and General Motors. And Southern auto workers often don't make as much as their northern unionized counterparts. Ballots will be counted later tonight and will be closely watched, including by Mercedes workers in Alabama. They have their own union election coming up in mid-May. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Bisaha in Birmingham, Alabama.
This is NPR. Lawmakers in Maine have passed several gun control bills. This comes 6 months after a gunman killed 18 people in a mass shooting. New bills would require background checks on private gun sales. Another measure requires a 72-hour waiting period on gun purchases. The city of Austin, Texas, has approved a guaranteed income program that gives monthly cash stipends to low-income families. From member station KUT, Audrey McGlinchey reports, the Texas Attorney General has challenged a similar program in the Houston area.
About 100 low-income families in Austin will receive $1,000 a month for a year. Similar programs exist in cities across the country, including Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Cambridge, Massachusetts. But Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is challenging the legality of guaranteed income in the state. Last week, Paxton sued Harris County, which includes Houston, over its program. Paxton argues it violates the Texas Constitution, specifically a provision prohibiting giving public money to private individuals without a clear public purpose. Just hours after Austin approved its new guaranteed income program, a judge ruled Harris County could continue running its own. Paxton is expected to appeal the decision. I'm Audra McGlinchey in Austin.
Pop star Taylor Swift released her 11th album today, The Tortured Poets Department. She surprised fans by making it a secret double album. It's already shot up to number 1 in the U.S. iTunes album chart, in part due to a promotional blitz ahead of the release. That included a word game promoted by Apple Music, a satellite radio music channel, and even a pop-up mall exhibit in Los Angeles. This is NPR.
shows. Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.